And 6:06, it is overcast, 41 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 60. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. An Oklahoma court resets a couple of executions because the state lacks lethal drugs to carry out the death sentences.
While two inmates had sued, challenging Oklahoma's execution procedures, the Court of Criminal Appeals declared that their request for a stay was moot because the prison system doesn't have enough drugs to execute them. In an order, the judges moved Clayton Lockett's execution to April 22nd and Charles Warner's to April 29th. They had been set to die this week and next week. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
American Airlines will be relocating about 130 Tulsa accounting jobs to Phoenix and Dallas. The company made the announcement yesterday. The move is expected to be completed in about 18 months. On State Capitol Watch, the Oklahoma House has already voted to repeal Common Core, but the big question is, will the state Senate go along? Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Schultz of Altus is noncommittal.
Everybody is supportive of trying to raise the standards. Everybody's supportive of having some kind of assessment. When you get into the details of exactly what all that is when all the discussions really begin to take place.
Common Core sets a standard for math and English, but opposition groups feel it is a federal takeover of the public schools. Meanwhile, Oklahoma lawmakers have toured the unfinished American Indian Cultural Center and Museum in Oklahoma City as administrators urge passage of legislation to provide funding to complete that structure. Well, Senator Jim Inhofe gives a legislative update at the Port of Catoosa, an update that veers into foreign policy.
A question and answer session during Inhofe's remarks to port stakeholders moved from local issues to international ones within about 15 minutes. Several people wanted to know about the situation in Ukraine, and Inhofe says any gains made during the Cold War are being lost now.
Putin's going to go into the Ukraine now. Then it'll be others, and it's going to include Georgia. So I guess what is happening, in my opinion, right now, is that all the Reagan years are being undone and being reverted back.
Given a choice between sanctions and military action, Inhofe says he prefers the latter. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A 28-year-old is behind bars in Rogers County this morning. Timothy Gregston is a Sunday school teacher at Tallala. He is accused of molesting a 12-year-old girl from church. There's been controversy over the demolition of Tulsa Park pools and community centers, mostly those on the north side. But the latest to come down is Heller Park's rec center near 61st and South Wheeling. For many years, it was home to the Heller Theater, where a lot of aspiring actors spent summer camp. This woman, Carrie, started there at about 9 years of age.
And not only did I get to do acting and make friends and meet friends, but I got to do counselor and training positions up there for summer camp. So I got to learn how to work and work with kids, which is what I do now. So I got a lot of life skills up there as well as making friends.
The demolished rec center is being replaced with picnic shelters, a water fountain, and new sidewalks. Our weather forecast, sunny and windy today. We will have a high this afternoon of 60. Tonight it will be clear. It will be cool. We'll be down to 36 for an overnight low. Tomorrow we're anticipating sunshine, windy and warm, a high of 73 for the first day of spring. And we will have a high fire danger. On Friday, warmer with a slight chance of a late day thunderstorm and a high of 76. And on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely turning cooler with a high of 55. National Weather Service radar shows us no precipitation this morning. Now at 6:10, it is overcast in Tulsa and 41 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.